And finally on the main menu this week, Graham Hardy introduces us to a couple of programmes he's developed for the Braille Light. Main menu would like to apologise for the volume of the music at the start and the end of this recording.
Hello everyone, my name is Graham Hardy, and this is my first review on the main menu. I will today be reviewing two programs which I have written in the basic language for the Braille Light and that family of note takers from Freedom Scientific. And it is my understanding that the basic interpreter does not work on a Braille Light Millennium, although I could be quite wrong. However, I have no proof, although there seem to be many programs that don't work with the Braille Light Millennium, and that is what leads my questioning. The first program that I'm going to be reviewing today is a program which allows you to create, edit, and view tables on the Braille Light. They are edited and viewed on a cell basis, so it will look somewhat similar to a table editing and viewing with JAWS and Microsoft Word, or in a spreadsheet with Microsoft Excel. There are some features that this program certainly wouldn't be capable of having, such as sorting. Well, perhaps it possibly could, but that would take hours. But also, this program has a few things that you cannot do with JAWS and Microsoft Word or Excel. For example, this program allows you to move diagonally in any direction throughout your table. Now, the basic interpreter does have a few limitations, and these are things that may not be such a problem. The only ones that I can see as being a slight problem are opening and saving table files. Now, I think that this program could be useful for people who would like to have a program which will allow them to create tables, because on the Braille Light, it is not very convenient to create, edit, or view tables, because you can only really view it on a line-by-line basis, whereas this program, you can view it on a cell-by-cell basis. Without further ado, I'm going to demonstrate this program. I am running a Braille Light 40 with the summer 2002 revision, and I'm now going to press an O chord to go to the Options menu.
Option.
And I'm going to press X for Execute.
Enter program to execute.
And I'm going to type the path that will execute this program. The path is run space TBL. Run is for the run.bns program with the basic interpreter, and the argument TBL will execute the TBL.bas program on the Braille Light. So I will type that in. And press E chord. This program does take a little while to start. And
table written by Graham Hardy, release 24, 2003, June 29, new table active in new TBL 11 empty.
So I will explain what it just said there. The first thing that it does is give you a brief sign-on message. Table is the name of the program, written by Graham Hardy. Release 24, I'm not going to use the same convention as many other people do with version numbers. Any change, be it major or minor, will get just another higher number, incremented by one. And any time that I have to recompile the program, this number will increase. So this is basically the 24th compilation that I have made of this program, and after that you just get the revision date. And then it will create a new table and call it new table, and it assigns it to the file name new.tbl. One thing about this table program is that I have assigned it not only a file name, but also a title for the table, and that explains the new table. And then you're in the main area of the program, and that begins by reporting the cell. When it reports the cell, it will always report it with the coordinates. So this cell is 1, 1, and that means that it is in the top left or northwest, as I use cardinal directions in this program, just to be a little less confusing, or at least I hope it will be less confusing, because I realize that instead of saying diagonally down to the right, instead, I can just say southeast. The first thing we are going to do is get help. Because there is an enormous amount of commands in this program, I realized the importance of having help, that you could just press a key and hear at any time that you need it. So by pressing the letter H, you will get a list of all of the commands. These commands will start with the key that will be used to execute them, and then it will give the action caused by pressing the key. So we will do that now. We'll press the letter H. I guess if you didn't believe me that there was a long list of commands, and now that can be completely verified, I will go over these commands briefly. So we will start by using the first commands that we heard in the help message. Now these commands, because there are so many of them, I've really made an effort to keep them quite consistent between rows and columns, and you'll actually find that for the most part you can also combine movement commands. So if I move down the table with dot 4, you will hear that the first number will begin to increase. these coordinates are delivered in first the row and then the column. So you will hear that the row coordinate begins to increase. So we will begin by pressing dot 4.
2-1 empty. 3-1 empty. 4-1 empty.
So you can see that we're now in row 4. Now, if we wanted to move up a row or rows, we can press dot 1.
3-1 empty. 2-1 empty. 1-1 empty.
And if we want to select a row, you can use dot 1 with dot 4. So you see the consistency here.
Row 1.
And it will just indicate what the row is. And I'll enter 8. Just for your information, because of the very limited memory of the basic interpreter, I believe it's 6 kilobytes. Which, for something like this, is probably a lot, but this program had actually originated as, or in spreadsheet form, and I realized at that time that this program could not in any way portray a spreadsheet program because it was too limited in what it could do and how it could do it. So we're still at the row 1 prompt.
8.
You do need to use computer braille, of course.
8-1 empty.
And we're right there. Now, there are two other commands to move by row. And to move to the edges, the edge commands, you will use the up or down command with row and or column together with dots 3-6. So if I use dot 1 with dots 3-6, it will move to the top edge.
1-1 empty.
And if I move, if I use dot 4 with dots 3-6, it will move to the bottom edge.
16-1 empty.
And I will go back to the top edge.
1-1 empty.
Now we will demonstrate the column commands very briefly, just to give you an idea of how consistent they actually are. So if I use dot 5, it will move along the row to the right, and you will notice the second coordinate increasing.
1-2 empty. 1-3, 1-4, 1-5, 1-6, empty.
And we will go back with dot 2.
1-5, 1-4, 1-3, 1-2, 1-1, empty.
And we'll specify to move to column 8. We'll use dots 2-5 for specify column.
Column 1.
And we'll enter the number 8.
8.
And press E chord.
1-8, empty.
And now, if we wanted to move to the left edge of the spreadsheet, we would use a dot 2 together with dots 3-6.
1-1, empty.
And likewise, if we wanted to move to the right edge, we would use dot 5 with dots 3-6.
1-16, empty.
And we'll go back to the left edge.
1-1, empty.
Now, the same commands can very easily be used together, that is to say the row and column commands. So if I want to move diagonally down to the right, I can use the move down command together with the move right command, and that will indicate that I want to move diagonally down to the right. So if I do that, you will hear both coordinates increasing at the same rate.
2-2 empty. 3-3. 4-4. 5-5 empty.
And likewise, I could move up the same way with dots 1 and 2.
4-4. 33 empty.
And now, if I want to move diagonally up and to the right, I would use the up with the right command. So that would be dots 1 with 5.
24 empty. 15 empty.
And then if I want to move the opposite way, down and to the left, I would use dots 2-4.
2-3-3 empty.
Now, if I want to move to the top left corner, I would use the top left commands with dots 3-6, so 1-2-3-6.
1-1 empty.
The bottom left corner would be edge command with bottom with left, so that would be 2-3-4-6.
16-1 empty.
If I wanted to move to the top right hand corner, I would use the dots 1-3-5-6.
1-16 empty.
And if I wanted to move to the bottom right-hand corner, I would use dots 4-5-3-6. I understand that some of these commands, in fact, many of them, you may not find useful unless you're using a particular type of table in which all of the cells are covered. But if you're not, then you will probably find the move to top left command most useful. And I will do that now.
1-1 empty.
Now, if you know the coordinates of a specific cell that you want to go to, you can combine the move to row command and move to column command. And it even makes a logical keystroke, which is G, or go to. So we'll press that now.
Row 1.
And first we get to the row, we'll enter 7.
7.
And press E chord.
Column 1.
And we'll enter 3.
3. 7, 3, empty.
So basically you can tell that I've just kind of added a few shortcuts here and there to make things a bit quicker. Now,
1-1 empty.
If we want to get the title and file name, we can just press the space bar.
New table active in new TPL, 1-1 empty.
Now, if we want to edit, or I should say assign text to the cell, we will use dot 6.
1-1.
And it will repeat the coordinates and any text that was previously there. And I will enter test.
T-E-S-T.
And press E chord.
1-1 test.
And now this is probably not a very good example. Now if I move to the right.
1-2 empty.
And I will enter the grade 2 command, which is the space bar is the command which I've chosen to add grade 2 translation. So if I press space with dot 6, or I should say dot 6 chord in this case,
1-2.
And then we can enter text in grade 2 braille. Just to let you know, the basic interpreter does not allow a quotation mark, and therefore you can't use dots or dot 5 in any of these grade 2 translation. So if you prefer to just use computer braille and not worry about that, then that's fine. So for example, if I entered dot 5D, it would just enter do instead of day. Now, this uses the Braille Lights back translator. So I will enter this as a test again. And just to let you know again, the speech will be in computer braille. So you will have to trust it that it is entering what you've actually entered. And you can verify that, of course, when you actually hear the finished result. So I will enter this as a test.
Comma, question mark, space, I, S, space, A, space, T, T, slash, 4.
Also, if you're lucky enough to have a braille display, which I am, then you will actually be able to feel on the braille display, and it will be perfect braille. So you can press E chord.
1, 2, this is a test.
And it's translated for you. First, I'm going to demonstrate the title and file name command. Now, I'm going to demonstrate the command for grade 2 input for title. So if you press T chord.
Title, new table.
And I'll enter test for main menu. And we'll press E chord.
Test for main menu active in new TPL 1-2. This is a test.
And we'll enter F.
File new TPL.
And we will enter main menu.tbl.
M-A-I-M-M-E-N-U-P-E-R-I-O-T-B-L.
And press E chord.
Test for main menu active in main menu TPL 1-2. This is a test.
I will demonstrate the open command.
Save test for main menu.
So we will say yes by pressing Y.
Please wait.
Now, one of the unfortunate things about this basic interpreter, as I had previously mentioned, is that it is extremely slow in many areas, and this is unfortunately one of them. So it actually takes over a minute to save a table. So if we want progress information, we can press the space bar, and it will give you quite accurate progress information, for the save at least. It'll give you a percentage. We'll do that right now.
47.
And it, I guess because I have it set on no punctuation, it didn't say the percent sign. But it is actually there. We'll stop the this in the interest of time here.
File.
And that means it's ready for a file name. Now, I have a file on here called months.tbl. This is a real table, not just a test, and this is a test in various cells. And this table lists the months and their origins, that is the month names in English. So we'll enter that.
M-O-N-T-H-S period T-B-L.
And that's month.tbl. We'll press E chord.
Please wait.
And we have a progress indication here. And it's not as accurate, but at least you know that by pressing space, you will hear progress information so that you know that you're actually getting somewhere. So we'll...
Months and their origins active in months, TPL 11 months.
You see, it opens much quicker than it saves because, unlike saving, it only stores cells that are in use. So we're sitting on the top left corner, as is consistent with this program, and we can... We're on the month title. We'll move over.
1-2, where are you from?
And this is very simple. This is derived from. And this is just a sample table which comes with this program. So I will move back to the left edge. Actually, no, I'll move diagonally down to the left with dots 2-4.
21 January
So you can see a little example of when you might use that. And we'll, basically, all of these months are in this column in order. So we'll just go over to the right column and we'll look at their origins.
2-2, Jedus. 3-2, Februalia.
Februalia.
4-2, Letters.
There's no real name for the origin of this, but...
5-2, Aperia.
The Latin verb to open.
6-2, Vea. 7-2, Juvenis.
The Latin word for youth.
8-2, Julius Caesar.
That's Julius Caesar.
9-2, Augustus.
First Roman Empire.
10-2, Septem.
Latin word for 7.
11-2, Octo.
Octo, Latin word for 8.
12-2, Novem.
Latin word for 9.
13-2, Decem.
And Latin word for 10. Of course, it doesn't have the right pronunciations, but that's the Braille light for you. We'll press O.
File.
Notice that this time it did not ask us to save any changes because we hadn't made any. So it does keep a tab on that. We'll type in mainmenu.tbl.
M-A-I-N-M-E-F-B-L. Please wait. Test for main menu active in main menu TBL 11 test.
So you'll realize that if you don't have a lot of text in your table, it will not take a very long time to open, because of course we only have 2 cells. So if I press dot 4 to move down,
2-1 empty.
Now the dot 3 key, as you may have remembered from the help message, is a keystroke which allows you to change the cell type. Now, right at this moment, there are 2 cell types available. The first is text, and that's the default. And the second is number, or calculation. So, if you have a number in a cell, and or if you have a calculation that involves standard operators, then you can just change it to number format and it will automatically calculate this for you. So we'll press dot 3.
Type number 21 empty.
So now this is a numeral cell. We'll press dot 6 to edit.
21.
And we will type in a very, very simple calculation. We'll just type in 7 plus 5.
7 plus 5.
I'm, of course, using computer Braille, which means dropped numbers, and 3, 4, 6 for the plus sign. We'll press E chord.
2, 1 equal to 12.
And it says 2-1 equal to 12. It does say equal to just so that you are quite aware that it is a numeral cell. Now, if you wanted to get the original formula, or I should say the original text in the cell, no matter what type of cell it is, you can press dots 3-6 and it will give you information about the cell. And we'll do that now.
Row 2, column 1, type, number, contents, 7521 equal to 12.
Now I regret having it on no punctuation. Now it said row 2, that's the row, column 1. So if you ever forget the order of these coordinates, which I dearly hope you do not, then it will clarify that here. Type number, and then contents, it actually does say 7 plus 5, so it does not actually get rid of the 7 plus 5. So if you ever wanted to go back and check that, you could do that. And if we want to convert it back to text, we can press dot 3.
Type text 2175.
And that's 7 plus 5 again. Now, another command, or actually I should say the pretty much the last command that we're going to demonstrate right now is a delete command. And what this will allow you to do is delete the file from your system. We'll press that now, the D, and it will just quickly delete it.
Test for main menu, active in main menu, TPL 2175.
And now we will press the quit command to exit out of this program.
Save test for main menu.
And we will say no, because we don't want to save it.
Okay.
Now, one thing that I have incorporated into this program, and for that matter, pretty much all of the programs that I have created, is a very good error trapping feature. And this feature is so that pretty much any error that could be encountered should probably be trapped. And if it is not, then it will be very easy on the user. It will just create a bug report for the user to send to me, the programmer. We will now continue with the second part of this program. Hello again. This is Graham Hardy, and this is my second review. This review will be on the second program that I have written called SpeechMan, short for Speech Manager. And what its purpose is to save and restore voice settings. In addition, it will allow you to reset your voice settings to the factory defaults. And finally, it will allow you to make incremental adjustments, as well as to give you the ability to enter the speech settings as numeral values as they appear in the actual Braille light. So now this program, if the basic interpreter works with the Braille Light Millennium, I would be very much in doubt that this program will work with it, because it is not the speech settings. I am quite aware that the Braille Light Millennium has a different speech synthesizer, and it's called Double Talk, and I have very little experience with it. And therefore, I'm not quite sure what the settings are like. So if the basic interpreter works with the Braille Light Millennium, this program will not work the same way. It may be able to do some of the things that it could do with the other units. But, for example, the resetting to factory defaults, I would be very surprised if it actually worked and reset it to the Braille Light Millennium's defaults. So I'm going to begin to demonstrate this program. I'm going to use the O chord to get into the Options menu.
Option.
And X for execute.
Enter program to execute.
And then I'm going to type run space SM.
R-U-N space SM.
And I'm going to press E chord. And it will run this program.
SpeechMan, written by Graham Hardy, release 24, 2003, January 28, action, save voice settings.
So you can see a great consistency between my table program and my speech manager. You hear first the title and then the author, which is me, of course, and then the release number. Then you are placed into the Actions menu. on the option Save Voice Settings. This is a menu, and you treat it as such. So what we're going to do is move along the menu with the space bar. Basically, you can use any commands in this menu that are available in the pull-down menus, with the exception of the .36 cord for the hotkey, as well as this program does not allow hotkeys to be used for menu items, but you can use the previous item with .1 cord or the left end of the advance bar, the current item with .14 cord, the next item with either space or .4 cord, or for that matter, the right end of the advance bar, and you can use .123 cord for to move to the beginning of the menu, and .456 cord to move to the end of the menu. And when you're on a choice which you would like, you can just press E chord, and that will execute the choice and take further action depending on the choice. And when you're done, you can quit this program with the Z chord. I'm just verbally telling you these commands because you got a chance to hear all of the commands with the table program. Although this program does not provide help, because I feel that there are not really enough commands that help would be really necessary. So I'm going to move through the menu. We're on Save Voice Settings. We'll move through with the space bar.
Restore voice settings. Specify voice settings by number. Reset voice settings. Softer volume 5.
These are the incremental adjustments.
Louder volume 7. Slower rate 10. Faster rate 12. Lower pitch 68. Higher pitch 70. Lower frequency 6. Higher frequency 8.
Well, first, this is the end of the menu, so if I press space again, it will...
Save voice settings.
Now, another note here. The basic interpreter, of course, because it's very slow, or it's actually probably not even the basic interpreter that's slow. It's probably the Braille Light itself. Because it's so slow, whatever it is it actually takes a little while to actually move through this menu. So it may seem a little sluggish to you. But if you're not worried about that, then that's fine. I'm not going to do these in order. I'm going to go all the way to...
Specify voice settings by number.
I'm going to go right to specify voice settings by number. Now, this is a sub-menu, so if we press E chord on this instead of actually executing a command, we will be placed in a sub-menu.
Setting volume 6.
And we are now placed in a menu with kind of like an entry list, actually. And this menu provides all of the settings that are available with their values. So this is the volume, which is set at 6. If we want to make any changes, we just press E chord on these items and make the changes. So we'll do that now.
Volume 6.
And we'll enter, how about 7?
7. Volume 7.
You may notice that it has turned up the volume, and we will move along now.
Rate 11.
And we might like a faster rate, how about 13?
Rate 11. 1, 3, done. Rate 13.
And it's sped up already.
Pitch 69.
And how about,
pitch 69.
How about 128?
128. Done. Pitch 128.
And?
327.
I'm not quite sure why anyone would want to change the frequency, but we'll do that just to show you what it's like.
327.
And we'll just do maybe 5.
5. Done. 325. Volume 7.
And that's the end of the menu. So if we want to exit and return to the main level actions menu, you can press a Z chord, and that will exit.
Action. Specify my settings by number.
And that will give you the word done, which means it's ready. And we're going to go to the top of the menu.
Save my settings.
And we're going to save these settings to a file. So we press E chord.
File name.
And we'll type in test.
D-D-S-D.
And just to let you know, there is no real extension that you have to use. You can just use any extension that you want. I'll do an E chord.
Done. Action. Save my settings.
And they're all saved in the file. Now if we go along.
Restore my settings. Specify my settings by number. Reset my settings. Softer volume. Louder volume. Slower rate 12. Faster rate 14.
And I'll speed the rate up just a little bit.
Faster rate 15.
That.
Lower bit 227.
That may be a little fast, but.
Higher bit 2. Lower frequency 4.
And we'll just change the frequency a little bit.
Higher frequency 6.
And now we will save these. To test 2. If we wanted to use the restore function, we could do that by pressing E chord on here. And
restore my settings.
And you notice that the voice has changed a little bit. Now if we want to go back to test 2, we can just press E chord on here and type in test 2 and press E chord. And the last thing I'll briefly demonstrate is the reset option.
Specify my settings by number. Reset my settings.
This is a wonderful feature, I think. If you really like your default voice, then you don't even have to save it to a file. You can just enter on this option, and it will automatically take in those settings. So if you do that now,
done action, reset my settings.
You will find that your voice has reverted to the default settings. And that's about it for this program. If you press a Z chord, it will exit the program at this stage.
Okay.
And I think that's the end of this review. And now I will provide contact information. My name is Graham Hardy, and you can email me at pgh-support-owner@yahoogroups, that's yahoogroups.com. I also have a support group for my programs that I am just getting started at the moment. But by the time that you hear this review, it is very likely that it will be up and running. So the address to subscribe to that group is pgh-support, S-U-P-P-O-R-T, dash subscribe, S-U-B-S-C-R-I-B-E, at Yahoo Groups, yahoogroups.com. I hope to have many subscribers. And on that group, you can download files relating to those programs, as well as, of course, you can download the programs themselves. And in addition, you can discuss the programs. These programs that I've just reviewed will not be the only programs that are on that group. And I hope that
you will find these programs useful, and I hope to hear your comments, questions, and suggestions, as this is, of course, my first ever review on Main Menu, and it's been a great pleasure to have been on this program. Thank you for listening.
Once again, Main Menu apologizes for the volume of the music in parts of that recording. Well, it's time for us to log off again for another week. Don't forget, of course, you can visit Main Menu on the web at acbradio.org/mainmenu.html.